Arizona now has widespread flu. The state health department made that determination this week. There was a nearly 50% increase in cases this week. Dr. Kara Crist is the health department's chief medical officer.
We look at widespread based on the number of counties and the number of lab results that they have within the counties. So there's not an exact definition, but the reason we went to widespread this week is because all 15 counties were affected by flu.
Now, other states had been widespread in the flu before Arizona for the past few weeks, at least. Is it common that Arizona kind of follows from behind a little bit in this respect?
You know, each flu season is so different that it's hard to say, but we normally hit widespread sometime late January, February.
And how long does the widespread season generally last?
You know, normally it can last through March. That's typically our peak, is the January, February, March time period. But with every flu season, it's different. You know, 2009 was completely different than what we're seeing this time.
And it looks like this is kind of a blast from the past, right, with the predominant strain of the flu that's causing problems for folks.
Right. So 95% of the tests that our lab has done, because our lab can test some of the samples that come in, 95% of them have been the 2009 H1N1 strain.
Can we take any lessons from 2009 and apply them to this year, given that it's the same strain?
You know, flu is always unpredictable. That's the only thing that's predictable about it. And so we have seen the 2009 H1N1 strain since 2009. It's actually been circulating within the community since then. And every year since then, our vaccine has had that in it. So if you're getting vaccinated, you should be relatively protected from it. You know, one of the things that we do monitor is what type of patients we're seeing this in. And so we are noticing that we're seeing it in young adults. With previously it had been people with high-risk conditions, people who were pregnant, and this time we're seeing it in younger adults. So we are monitoring that because that is a little bit of a change.
As far as the raw numbers go, how do those compare from the declaration of being widespread this year to past years?
You know, when you look, we're not as high as we have been in past years. But it is difficult to take a look at influenza seasons and compare them to past. You know, when you're looking at the 2009 season, which we had a huge bump, we had a lot of publicity around the flu. So people were going in. They were getting tested. People were nervous about the pandemic strain. But right now we're lower than we were in the 2012-2013 year.
Does that tell you anything or give you any kind of indication of how long this year's season might be? I mean, can your crystal ball determine that at this point?
No. I wish it could. I think I'd be famous if I could predict flu. But no, it doesn't really tell us that, because we could get a huge swing, you know, in the next week that could bring us up above. It's so dependent on each flu season.
Dr. Kara Crist is the chief medical officer with the Arizona Department of Health Services.